future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes, coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. We have an action-packed show in store for you today. Some really exciting stuff we've really put together to give you as much value as possible. So we're going to be discussing three things. One, Modi discussed crypto standards at G20 Summit, a look at how they apply to India. Now, this is really important when you look at how many people are in India and how many individuals could benefit from the use of cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology and where they currently are at. We've had a lot of different stories circulating, so we're going to be really diving into that in today's show. We're also going to be talking about Bitcoin, eyes Independence Day gains for fifth year. So there's some the strong correlation between Independence Day and Bitcoin price increase. That's going to be really interesting. And we're also going to be talking about Twitter study finds US posts most on Bitcoin and Facebook's Libra. So we're going to be discussing that. What's currently happening on Twitter? What are the current trends? So listen, with that in mind, let's get down to business. Let's jump into today's show and let's do this. So let's kick things off. Let's get down to business. Modi discussed crypto standards at G20 Summit. A look at how they apply to India. So let's give you a bit of background here. So India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in discussions on crypto assets at the G20 Leaders Summit in Osaka, Japan. At the conclusion of the summit, the leaders of the G20 countries jointly declared their commitment to applying the crypto standards set by the Financial Action Task Force. India's new finance minister, Nirmala Sitharaman, also joined the G20 summit ministers to declare the same commitment. India's Sherpa at the G20 summit, Suchesh Prabhu, detailed this week's various discussions Modi participated in at a two-day G20 leaders summit, which took place on June 18th and 29th in Osaka, Japan. India will be the host country for the G20 summit in 2022. So, as you know, India was looking forward to G20 from many perspectives. Prabhu began. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who led India's delegation, raised many issues of global concerns as well as highlighted the role of India's new innovation in making change in a manner that benefits all. According to Prabhu, the topic of implementing crypto standards was discussed by the G20 leaders at the summit. In economy, finance will be an important issue. Therefore, issues related to global finance, whether it is related to the technological innovation which can deliver benefits to financial markets, or whether it is related to the commitment in applying recently amended FATF, Financial Action Task Force standards for virtual assets, all these issues will be discussed, he confirmed. So at the conclusion of the summit, the leaders of the G20 nations, including India, jointly issued a declaration which includes statements on crypto assets. They declared this: "We, the leaders of the G20, met in Osaka, Japan on 28th to 28th of June 2019 to make united efforts to address major global economic challenges. We reaffirm our commitments to applying the recently amended FATF standards to virtual assets and related providers for anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism. The FATF is an intergovernmental organization responsible for developing global policies in areas such as combating money laundering. It recently comprises of 37 member jurisdictions, including India and two regional organizations." So ahead of the leaders' summit, the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors met in the Japanese city of Fukuoka on June 8th and 9th, where crypto-related topics were discussed, including the FATF's guidance on crypto assets. At the end of the event, they declared their commitment to applying the FATF standards to crypto assets in their countries. India's Finance Minister Narendra Sitharaman and Finance Secretary Subhash Chandra attended the meeting. Now, the Finance Secretary of India, who is also head of economic affairs, heads an inter-ministerial committee tasking when drafting a crypto regulatory framework for India. He said last month that the report containing the recommended framework was ready to be submitted to the finance minister for approval. So this is really important. So moreover, India's Department of Revenue has been working with the FATF on the global standards for crypto assets. The country's finance minister revealed in its March report of all key activities in 2018, the FATF issued its new guidance for the risk-based approach for virtual assets and virtual asset service providers. On June 21st, a week before the G20 Leaders Summit commenced, Varu Sithi, founder of Blockchain Lawyer, told media sources, since India is a member of the FATF, ideally it would derive the proposed provisions from the recommendations of FATF. Hence, the FATF is related organizations that India develop legal literature for crypto guidelines. I think this is really important because if you look at India and its positioning within the world economy and its thriving startup market and talent over there, having the government back crypto and really understand crypto and taking that leap forward is so important for India as a whole and for their place in this new revolution that is crypto and blockchain. So we're seeing more and more information coming out. I know a couple of weeks ago there were stories that there was a proposed ban. It seems now that they're looking to work through that, which is really, really key. And if we look at the overall market in India, it's absolutely huge. So this could be really exciting depending on the conversations they're having and depending on the understanding that the ministers have there. So since it's Independence Day, we are going to be talking about Bitcoin and the correlation it has of Independence Day. So Bitcoin looks set to close in the green on US Independence Day for the fifth consecutive year, having recovered nearly 25% from the recent lows. The top cryptocurrency by market capitalization rose 1.17 to 1.79 to 3.35 and 1.67% on July 4th in 2018, 2017, 2016 and 2015. Respectively, according to Bitstamp data. So Bitcoin's Independence Day performance in the years prior to 2015 is mixed. Prices saw little change in 2012, rose 3.16% in 2013, and suffered a 2.63% loss in 2014. All in all, Bitcoin, considered by some observers as an anti-establishment asset, has put on a good show on the US Independence Day in 5 out of the 7 years running. Cryptocurrency now appears poised to extend the 4-year winning trend, as the recovery from recent lows seems to gathering traction and the short duration charts are now flashing bullish signals. So at the current point in time, Bitcoin is changing hands at $11,600, representing 4% gains on a 24-hour basis, having hit a high of $12,000.61 earlier today. At that price, the cryptocurrency was up more than $2,400 or 25% from July 21st low of $9,614. So this is really interesting. We're seeing more and more interest back in Bitcoin, which is really key. It's great to see Bitcoin taking that lead. And I think that the new investors into the space, the first asset that they tend to buy is Bitcoin. You know, anyone that gets into wants to have exposure to cryptocurrency, I don't think you'd recommend them a complex ERC20 token or an EOS token to get involved in straight away. They buy Bitcoin number one, and from that, once they've understood how Bitcoin works, they then divulge into other tokens and assets within the economy itself. And I think that's the way everyone should be doing it. I remember this is not financial trading advice by any way, shape, or form. This is just what I've seen so far. So I think it's great to see. Long may Bitcoin rise on Independence Day. So let's talk about Twitter. Twitter study finds US posts most on Bitcoin and Facebook's Libra. So this is interesting. So new research has found that the US leads the world in the volume of tweets referencing Bitcoin and Facebook's planned Libra cryptocurrency. Fittingly published as a Twitter thread by crypto trading platform, the TIE, or the T, the study found that 38.9% of posts on Twitter across the US arose from the US, while 10.5% came second place from the UK. Canada, Turkey, India, and Australia were next with prolific tweeters in descending order of volume. The Thai research also looked at sentiment, that is, whether tweets were talking positively or negatively about Bitcoin. It found that most countries with at least 0.5% of the total Bitcoin tweets, Peru was most positive, with Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, and Italy in second to fifth, respectively. Of those nations striking a more negative tone with cryptocurrency was Venezuela, has recently spawned the most negative posts, with 62% of total tweets looking on the downside. The finding is that, perhaps surprisingly, since the nation has been viewed as increasingly crypto-cautious amid its severe nation crisis, after Venezuela, Mexico, Estonia, Brazil, and Ireland were most negative, again in descending order. The Thai added that US is generally exceedingly positive, with 61.5% of tweets being favorable toward Bitcoin. On average, 59.8% of Bitcoin tweets were positive globally. In this thread, the company also posted a global map of sentiment. And let me kind of run you through the map itself. So UK, extremely positive. US, extremely positive. Canada, extremely positive. Russia, extremely positive. India, positive. Parts of Africa, positive. Let's go through some of the negative ones. Mexico, negative. Germany, extremely negative. Finland, Norway, negative. Iceland, negative. Where else have we got? South Africa, that's pretty negative as well. So it's really interesting to see that. So if found that the US again represents the largest global source of Libra tweets, then the proportion of 43.8% was greater than the Bitcoin 39.8%. As with Bitcoin, the UK came in second place regarding Libra posts, with France, Canada and Australia in third to fifth places. Regarding attitudes towards Libra, the research found there had been a shift toward the new, well, the news broke, with tweets originally tending to be more positive, but more negative as of today. And I think one of the reasons why is that you've seen a lot of, you know, people coming out and voicing their opinions and, you know, not having known all the facts. So Libra tweets were most positive in the United Kingdom, but tended to be less positive in the US and France, countries experiencing regulatory pushback. And that was a quote from Thai agency itself. So I think that's really interesting. I think Twitter is a great source of sentiment understanding. What's currently happening? What are people talking about? What are people focusing on in particular? And Twitter is a great tool. I know lots of different funds in the crypto space and outside the crypto space use Twitter as a sentiment tool as well to understand what people are saying, what people are thinking. And a really good idea to gauge what the online feel for this is as well. And since Bitcoin has a small community, if you look at the bigger picture here, a small community, you know, a lot of them are on Twitter. It's a really good tool to understand what people are saying and thinking at the current point in time. So listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your attention. As always, hit us up on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Join our Telegram, SVK Crowd. If you type that in, you will find us. Come join the revolution. That is SVK Crypto. Come be part of this as well. If you have an ES project you want us to review, feel free to email myself, cstory, @svkcrypto.com. Other than that, that's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention. That's a wrap.